All right, friends, it's HoopBall promo time. This is big because this is our 2020-2021 NBA season product rollout, and I am so excited to tell you about what we've got. We almost never push our HoopBall products, but this is the window of the year where we need to power that engine. So let me tell you what's out. We've got our draft guide, our flagship shining beacon to the most comprehensive draft guide in fantasy. We cover all over 400 players this season with future access pass to our Brewski 150. Now, if you don't know what the Brewski 150 is, I'm here to give you the need-to-know info. This is the fantasy draft list that has beaten every other list for 10 straight years. And new this year for HoopBall, we're unveiling our monthly membership plans featuring our fantasy pass, draft guide, Brewski 150, our new DFS pass, premium in-season tools, as well as our wager pass for sports bettors. Everything you need, we've got you covered. 365 around the clock, HoopBall Tools is your one-stop shop for your NBA treasure trove of fantasy need-to-know information. All that you need and more, check us out. Head to hoop-ball.com or follow at HoopBallFantasy on Twitter now. Check it out, give us a follow, get your tools, and win your league. All right, friends, it's HoopBall promo time. This is big because this is our 2020-2021 NBA season product rollout, and I am so excited to tell you about what we've got. We almost never push our HoopBall products, but this is the window of the year where we need to power that engine. So let me tell you what's out. We've got our draft guide, our flagship shining beacon to the most comprehensive draft guide in fantasy. We cover all over 400 players this season with future access pass to our Brewski 150. Now, if you don't know what the Brewski 150 is, I'm here to give you the need-to-know info. This is the fantasy draft list that has beaten every other list for 10 straight years. And new this year for HoopBall, we're unveiling our monthly membership plans featuring our fantasy pass, draft guide, Brewski 150, our new DFS pass, premium in-season tools, as well as our wager pass for sports bettors. Everything you need, we've got you covered. 365 around the clock, HoopBall Tools is your one-stop shop for your NBA treasure trove of fantasy need-to-know information. All that you need and more, check us out. Head to hoop-ball.com or follow at HoopBallFantasy on Twitter now. Check it out, give us a follow, get your tools, and win your league.
The following is a HoopBall presentation.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Box Score Breakdown Show presented by HoopBall. My name is Adrian Benjamins, and I'm joined by Neil Rochlani. And this episode is brought to you by Hawaiian Isles Kona Coffee Company. Get yourself some delicious coffee and taste the Kona difference. Head over to HawaiianIsles.com. You can also find their amazing coffee at Amazon. Neil, how are you doing, sir?
Doing all right, Adrian. It feels like it's been a really long time and a really short time at the same time. That makes no sense, I know. But like the break, the first few days felt like it was really long, like the weekend with no games, no real games. And then, but the last few days have gone by really quickly. So how are you?
I'm doing good, man. I am ready for this final stretch to the season. I believe, what did you say before we started recording? 6 weeks?
I think seven, maybe, technically. Seven weeks. Until the last game finishes. But maybe 6.5 for the box score breakdown. We'll see how it works out. I still have to figure out some of my teams. We got some news on Anthony Davis, minutes reduction going forward, maybe even Jrue Holiday. Minutes reduction. This is starting to make me a little nervous for that. So I've got Davis in one league. I don't think we've seen any major injury news in terms of players being out.
What about Joel Embiid?
Yeah.
Do you think we should mention that?
Yeah, I mean, he was out tonight, I think a knee injury. But from what I read, it's not a long-term injury, just maybe this one game. So we'll see how that looks, if it's anything more serious, but I don't think it's a big deal. Do you see anything that's I'm sorry, it's three games, so that is a big deal. March 2nd, so yeah, let me retract that. That's actually kind of interesting. Boban got the start tonight. We can get to his line later, but it looks like he is in line to see some value. What do you think?
Yeah, I think in the short term, I think he's got to be picked up if you need some help this week. And Neil, I'm slightly concerned. I'm not like in panic mode, but we know that Joel Embiid has had significant injury history with his leg. So I'm slightly concerned. Neil, is there a bigger buzzkill than having a player go into the All-Star break healthy and then come out of the All-Star break injured? Like, is there anything worse than that? I've got Jaren Jackson Jr. in a bunch of leagues. He's like questionable for tomorrow. I'm like, did he hurt himself over All-Star break? What's going on here, man?
Yeah, I know. And this is also the season where players, I mean, this should not affect Embiid, but first of all, that's just crazy. You don't expect a guy to get injured over All-Star over the break. And then secondly, this is when the lineups start changing, you know, teams that go into full tank mode. I know the draft rules have changed a bit, which will change how teams tank, but it's going to, we will see lineups change. And that's going to be interesting as well.
So
I don't know if Jaren Jackson Jr. Is a candidate for that or not. That'll be interesting to see.
So to answer your question, though, for sure, I think Boban needs to be picked up if it's right for your team. You know, if you got someone you don't mind dropping, you need some big man help for this week. Because I like you, Neil. I do believe that Embiid should be okay. But it is slightly concerning that he's going to miss here. And word is, Neil, that he's going to be reevaluated in a week. So what if they evaluate him, he still has some knee soreness or he still has an issue? That could be bad, considering what his injury history in the past. So I am slightly concerned about it.
Yeah, I think anytime Embiid goes down with a knee injury or something, anytime a player goes down with a knee injury, but Embiid specifically is someone we know with his history can be. It's kind of like Anthony Davis. You know, anytime he has an injury, he gets scared as well. Although this is a whole different situation. Oh,
hey,
man.
So speaking of Anthony Davis, I just want to touch real quick. You know, you mentioned that you're a little bit concerned. I know you have Anthony Davis in a league. I kind of still consider it a win, the fact that he played at the All-Star game. Sounds like he's going to play. From what I'm hearing, the Pelicans are not going to shut him down, even if they limit his minutes. So we're not going to get like full beast mode Anthony Davis. But Neil, even in just 20 minutes, Anthony Davis could put up some nice games. And yeah, it's a little disappointing considering what he could do in 30 minutes. But I think it's still a win considering the alternative of him getting shut down or not playing at all. So I see the little bit of disappointment, but I'm going to kind of be optimistic and look at it as a win, because even if he gets, you know, minutes in the low 20s or mid 20s, I think he could still put up some nice numbers. What do you think?
Yeah, I think he'll certainly be fantasy relevant. He's such a efficient fantasy player. I wonder when he gets ultimately shut down. I think he might not play in April is my guess. I don't know when. I think at some point he will get shut down completely. It's just my estimation or guess or prognostication. Do you see that happening at some point?
Oh, man. Okay. So I do, because A, the Pelicans don't want Anthony Davis to get hurt. They want to protect his value so they can trade him. And B, the Pelicans want to tank, Neil, right? The Pelicans are looking at Zion. Although, speaking of Zion, did you see him get hurt?
I know.
Last night?
How unfortunate. I just saw the highlight.
Oh, my. His foot went through the bottom of his shoe. Have you ever seen that before?
Not.
I've never seen that in my entire life.
You know.
I've never seen that before in my entire life. Look, Neil, this is going to sound crazy, but I think Zion is this like physical freak. I don't know if you've seen it. There's a picture of Zion trying to steal a basketball from someone, and the guy he's trying to steal the ball from is like cradling the ball. Zion has a hand on the ball, and where his hand is on the ball is denting inside. That I think Zion is like some super, he's like Hulk. He's like the real life Hulk. And I think that's why his foot went through his shoe, man. It's unreal. This guy's a freak. He's a freak. It's crazy, man. Anyways, I could go on forever about Zion.
You know, but, I saw that picture, and I was like, that has to be Photoshop. But maybe it wasn't. Maybe that's
right?
Real.
Doesn't it? Or, like, is the ball deflated? Like, how is he denting the ball with his finger grip, right? Like, unreal. But I'm starting to believe that he's just defies the laws of physics. He's like this freak of nature that we've never seen before. And Neil, I can't wait for this guy to get into the NBA. Hey, really quick before we get in the box score, there's a lot of talk right now, you know, with him getting hurt. Do you think, you know, when you're this prospect that's going to go number one, guaranteed to go number one, make millions, guaranteed millions of dollars, if you're in his camp, are you telling him to shut it down or are you okay with him coming back?
I mean,
dude.
Oh, gosh. That's such a – I mean, I think shutting it down makes sense. I don't think it'll reduce his value. Like, if he's just clear and upfront, like, I'm not playing because I don't want to take a risk, I don't think he'll still be number one drafted. I just – it'll be so interesting to see how it plays out, though. We've never seen a college player do that. Like, say, hey, I'm playing for the number one team in the country, and I'm going to sit out the last couple weeks in March Madness. Gosh. That'd be crazy. I have a feeling he'll be play again. I don't think he's going to do that, though. I don't think he will.
Yeah, I agree with you. From what we're hearing, it's a mild sprain. He's day-to-day, so crisis averted, man. I think he should play. If he has an opportunity to win a national championship with Duke, I think you got to play. You got to win that title because, you know, that's part of your legacy. If you go to the Basketball Hall of Fame, that counts, winning a national title in college. So I think if as long as Zion's 100% healthy, sounds like he will be by the time March Madness rolls around, I think he's got to play. But anyways, sorry to get off topic. Let's get back to the fantasy NBA stuff. Neil, any other news or notes that you think we should talk about, or should we jump into these games here?
Let's get into the games. I don't see anything else that I will admit I've been a little bit out of touch. I tried just to disconnect for a few days from the NBA, so I'm not up to speed on all the news and notes, but I don't see anything in my headlines that leads me to think.
You know, I've been trying to still stay connected to the NBA news, and the biggest things have been the Anthony Davis and probably the Joel Embiid, which we've already touched on both things. So let's jump into the games, man. Do you want me to lead, or did you want?
I would love for you to lead.
All right, I am going to take the wheel and lead us off here. First game I got up is the Miami Heat and the Philadelphia 76ers. The Sixers getting the win here, 106-102. As we mentioned, no Joel Embiid in this one. I'm going to actually take a look at the Heat side first. And Goran Dragic, I'm hearing, is very close. Decided not to go in this one, but I think we're going to see him back very soon, maybe within the next game or so. So I'm going to start off with Josh Richardson. 13 points, 5 assists, 2 rebounds, 1-3 on 6 of 15 shooting. It's a decent game from him. Deion Waiters, this is a pretty nice game. 18 points, 3 steals and assists, 5 rebounds, 2 threes on 7 of 16 shooting from the field. Kelly Olynyk getting the start here. I think he's worth owning in all standard leagues. And, you know, James Johnson actually left this game with an injury. I'm not sure how serious or how much time he's going to miss, but just more incentive to make sure Kelly Olynyk is rostered in your league. 15 points, 3 assists, 6 rebounds for him, 1-3 on 7-13 shooting. Winslow, Winslow saw a nice boost, but I think he's going to take a pretty big hit if Goran Dragic starts and gets his spot back in this rotation, because they were kind of using Winslow as like a point forward type, and I think he's going to kind of lose that role if Goran Dragic comes back here. But he had 11 points, 3 steals, 5 assists, 7 rebounds, 1-3 on 5 of 11 shooting. Whiteside, Neil, man, this guy has really fallen off, man. I looked at his box score, his last few games. It's pretty ugly, man. Like single-digit scoring. He's constantly seeing minutes in like the 20 low-minute mark. And only 4 points tonight, 2 blocks, a steal, 2 assists, 5 rebounds, 2-6 shooting from the field, man. I'm not really expecting a turnaround either, man. I think this might be it for Whiteside, and I'm really going to downgrade him going into next season, I think. D-Wade, 19 points, 6 assists, 4 rebounds, a steal, a block off the bench. Still got 31 minutes, which is nice. Shot 8 of 18. Not too much else to talk about on the bench. I am really excited that Derek Jones Jr. is back, but I wouldn't trust him for fantasy with how crowded this Miami Heat team is. Neil, what are your thoughts on the Heat?
Well, I mean, I like you mentioned Olynyk. I think he is one. I don't know if I'm going to pick him up, but I think he is someone to certainly watch pretty closely. I would say in 14-team leagues, if he's still out there for sure, but 12-team, he's still on the bubble for me. Potentially, he has been starting and he has been getting pretty good minutes. It's just this Miami team is so crowded, like you said, even with some of the injuries. And then Dragic coming back will take some of the usage. I'm a little hesitant to pick up anyone on Miami. Waiters could be hot down the stretch. I just don't trust his percentages. So I don't like anyone on this team. I don't know what they're going to do. I think they're not going to make the playoffs, so I don't think they'll be necessarily playing their best players the most minutes. So I just think it could be a mishmash of a lot of guys getting a 20-minute range, 25-minute range, and I don't trust anyone. Josh Richardson is probably the only one I still like on this team, although he has been kind of the disappointment this year. So I'm staying away.
Hey, super quick, just want to confirm that James Johnson injury sounds like it's a left shoulder injury, but positive news is his x-rays were negative. So it doesn't seem like he's going to miss any significant time. If he does maybe miss another game, could be a little boost for Kelly Olynyk or maybe Derek Jones Jr., but sounds like it's nothing serious.
All right, on the Philly side, let's see. We mentioned Embiid was out. Boban gets a start, and yeah, if he can do this every night and you scooped him up, you're in for some fantasy gold. 19 points, 12 rebounds, 2 assists on 6 of 7 shooting. My stats are not updating, so I apologize. I don't have the rest of the stat line here. 1 block. Okay, 5 turnovers, though. A little disappointing there. And the other big three held their own. Tobias Harris actually with a very good night, 23 points, 11 rebounds, 8 of 15 from the field, 3 three-pointers. Butler, solid night, 18 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. And then Simmons, no triple-double, but a solid line, 21 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists. J.J. Redick, okay. Their bench is kind of anemic. We know they're not a very deep team. We'll see if they can get this together for reality, but fantasy-wise, I'm staying away. I think Boban's worth a pickup right away. Let's pit him in the next two lineups until Embiid comes back. Perhaps he sits out longer. I wouldn't put a lot of my fab dollars on it if you are in that. I would save some for the playoffs. I don't think he's going to be around that long, but I think a minor bid is definitely worth it. Not much else on the Sixers. What do you think?
Love your take on Boban, and you know, I agree. I think your expectation is you maybe got Boban for the next 3 games, but there's also a slight chance if this knee injury with Embiid becomes serious, you may really hit on a lottery ticket if you pick up Boban and it sounds and if Embiid ends up missing any significant time. I don't think that's going to happen, but you never know. So I think he's definitely worth a pickup. All right, let's move over to the next game. The next one I got up, Phoenix Suns and the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Cavs, man. Neil, the Cavs have 13 wins and the Suns have 11 wins. I mean, this is like two of the worst teams in the NBA here. And like the winner of this game is really the loser of this game. But anyways, the Cavs getting the victory 111-98. I'm going to check out what went down on the Phoenix side. And interesting development, Neil. Oubre Jr., Kelly Oubre Jr. moved into the starting lineup. Mikal Bridges to the bench. I don't know if this is a matchup thing. I don't know if this is going to be their starting lineup going forward. But Kelly Oubre Jr. should have been owned or rostered anyways before this. But if he is still in some way sitting on your waiver, make sure you grab Kelly Oubre Jr. Speaking of him, 23 points, 2 blocks, 3 steals, and assists, 4 rebounds, 4 threes tonight on 8 of 16 shooting from the field, 3 of 4 from the line. Outstanding game from him. Devin Booker, 30 points. 9 turnovers tonight's a little ugly, but I still love the 30-point production. 1 steal, 7 assists, 1 rebound, 3 threes, 10 of 20 shooting from the field, 7 of 9 from the line. DeAndre Ayton with 13 points, a steal, 3 assists, 9 rebounds. 5 of 9 from the field, 3 of 6 from the line from him. Johnson with only 5 points, 2 blocks, 2 steals, 5 assists, 8 rebounds, 1 of 7 shooting. Josh Jackson sticking into this starting lineup as well. I feel like he's definitely worth owning. Probably already rostered in most all standard leagues. 12 points, 3 steals, 2 assists, 6 rebounds on 5 of 16 shooting. The shooting wasn't so great tonight. 2 of 2 from the line. So if you have Bridges, I would hang on to him. See what happens in the next game. If in the next game or so, Bridges is continuing to come off the bench, only seeing minutes in the low 20s or high teens, I think he's definitely going to be droppable if that's the case. Don't trust anybody else off the bench here or nobody that I think is worth mentioning. Neil, what are your thoughts on the Phoenix Suns?
Yeah, this is a really disappointing night for Mikal Bridges from a narrative perspective. Like you said, I own him in a couple leagues, or at least one league, and he has been playing pretty well. Never a high usage guy, but he climbed up to 78th over the last month. Non-category leagues, and that was though on 34 minutes, and now he's down to 24 minutes, and we know this guy can have some duds, and I think with 24 minutes, if it continues this way, it's going to be tough to get value out of him in standard leagues. So keep an eye on him. The other guy, Tyler Johnson, we talked about, came here at the trade deadline. Rough shooting night tonight, but did play 33 minutes. He's doing okay, not great. I still think he's going to be a low-end fantasy starter by the season's end, somewhere in the 100 to 125 range. So I'm still watching him. I'm not picking him up, but I think he may end up over this last stretch be worth more than Mikal Bridges, unfortunately. So if you need assists, he could be valuable. Tyler Johnson, that is. And that's really it. Nothing else changes for me. Like you said, Oubre is probably owned everywhere, and he just has the green light to go. I really wish I would have held on to him. I thought he was, you know, Washington, and he came to Phoenix. It kind of started off really slow. And I was like, yeah, it's probably not going to work out there. And then I get antsy, and then I miss the boat on him. All right, anything else before I jump over to Cleveland?
I missed out on him as well, Neil. I dragged my feet. I just didn't believe that he would be worth rostering in Washington. And I was wrong, man. I mean, as soon as he made that move to Phoenix, he's been great. So I like you, Neil. I don't own him in any leagues, and I really feel like I missed out on him.
All right. On the Cavaliers side, Kevin Love starting back in there, 22 minutes tonight. Solid night in just half the game, 16 points, 11 rebounds, 1 assist, 6 of 13 shooting, 3 three-pointers. Definitely think he's going to be someone who plays sporadic minutes. I don't know if I trust him, but I think if he's out there, he's certainly worth owning. Chetty Osman, 19 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. Solid night from him. He has been on fire the last month, number 50 in 9 category leagues. Should be owned, I think, everywhere. Zizic getting the start still with Tristan Thompson, still sideline. Tonight, 15 points, 12 rebounds, 1 assist. I think he's worth rolling with. I think he could be every bit as good as Boban over the next couple weeks until Thompson comes back. We'll see how long that is. Colin Sexton, it's going to be another year before he gets fantasy value, unfortunately. Brandon Knight got the start here. Not looking to pick him up either. Larry Nance had a nice night off the bench. I'm still not trusting it too much because I think Zizic could get more run, and then Thompson's coming back soon, and this is against Phoenix, so just going to let go. He's probably owned in most places anyway, so not worth talking about too much. Jordan Clarkson continues to do fine off the bench, someone who can be streamed for points leagues, and if you're okay with the field goal percentage. That's really it for me on the Cavaliers. Any thoughts from you?
I'm super, super bummed. I got a little excited before the All-Star break. Marquese Chris was playing great. I thought maybe, I don't know, I thought maybe he could have a role on this team. I thought, you know, they would tank and just maybe just let him go. But now with Kevin Love, looks like he's ready to start and be a staple in this rotation. And as you mentioned, Zizic, Larry Nance Jr., we're still waiting for Tristan Thompson to come back. Now all of a sudden, I feel a little foolish getting excited about Marquese Chris, because all of a sudden it's getting very crowded in this Cleveland Cavaliers front court. So if you picked up Chris like I did, likely it probably will be time to move on. And who knows, maybe pick up Boban, pick up Zizic. So definitely some pickups if you need to make that drop. All right, let's keep rolling. Next game up, the Portland Trailblazers and the Brooklyn Nets. The Blazers getting the victory, 113-99. Neil, I really like what the Blazers did at the deadline, and adding, or also the buyout season, adding guys like Cantor, Rodney Hood. They really solidified their bench, got a little bit deeper here. So I think this is a sneaky, dangerous team here going into the postseason. So I'm going to take a look at the Portland side. I'm going to start with Damian Lillard, 13 points, 2 steals, 8 assists, 8 rebounds, 2 threes. Shooting wasn't great, only 5 of 21 from the field, but I'm looking for Damian Lillard to have a nice final 6 weeks of the season here. CJ McCollum with a nice game, 21 points, 2 blocks, 5 assists, 6 rebounds, 1 3 on 9 of 19 shooting, 2 of 2 from the line. Aminu with the double-double, 11 points, 10 rebounds, 3 threes, 4-6 shooting from the field. Mo Harkless with a nice game here, 13 points, a steal, 4 assists with 8 rebounds, 1 3 on 5 of 12 shooting from the field. I play in a lot of deep leagues. I'm a fan of Mo Harkless, but, you know, with the addition of Hood and Cantor, I really don't trust Mo Harkless. He would need to play well for at least a few more games for me to make a pickup on him. Yusuf Nurkic, 27 points, 3 blocks and assists, 12 rebounds, 10 of 15. Love that efficiency. 7 of 8 from the line. It's a great game from him. He's been playing really well this season. Enes Kanter, what a nice addition, 18 points, 9 rebounds, a very efficient 8 of 9 shooting from the field, 2 of 2 from the line. I don't trust him in fantasy yet. I'm a little worried. I think if he's going to come off the bench for 20 minutes, which he saw tonight, I don't think we're going to see this type of line from him every night. So just going to watch him for now, and I have low expectations. I don't really trust anybody else on this team. Neil, what do you think of the Blazers?
Yeah, this one's really interesting for me because, like you said, Cantor played 20 minutes. Zach Collins did not play. I have not seen any injury news. So might be the first time I see him be a DNP CD, if that was the case. If Cantor was dropped, I would scoop him up. I am a believer in this guy's offensive output and rebounding. That's enough for me to get excited. I think he's basically owned in every league I'm in, though, so I don't think he's out there. But I do. I'm not saying that it's going to work out for him there, but I trust him. I would say more than I trust like Harkless or Aminu, just because I know he can do. He's a high per minute usage guy and fantasy value. So I'm kind of bullish on him. We'll see how it works out, though. That's all I've really got that's changed in Portland. Should I hop on the Brooklyn side?
Yes, sir.
All right. Tonight, Caris LeVert back in there. I think this is the second game back now. 21 minutes. Not too much, though. Just 12 points on 4 of 11 shooting. Did have two steals and a three-pointer. D'Angelo Russell, 14 points on kind of a rough night, shooting 4 of 16 from the field. Did have 8 assists and 4 rebounds, along with 2 three-pointers, no defensive stats. Travion Graham gets a start, so he's still out there at the forward spot. 17 minutes, no fantasy value for him. Joe Harris, coming off the three-point championship. Adrian, did you see this guy knock him down? Took out the Curry brothers in their hometown of Charlotte. And just put on a spectacular show. We know this guy can shoot from outside at a high percentage. It's amazing. 13 points tonight, kind of quiet. 4 rebounds. Went 0 for 3 from three-point land. So struggled tonight. Had a block as well. Let's see. Jared Allen, 23 minutes, ended up fouling out. Had 12 points, 11 rebounds. He's been a solid fantasy player this year, and just not up to the hype, but he's been pretty good. And Crabb gets 29 minutes off the bench. Carroll, 27. Ed Davis with a double-double, 23 minutes. This team kind of reminds me of Miami. They've got a lot of players playing a lot of minutes. You can put up good lines. I'm trusting just their stars are Russell, Allen, and Harris now. And then LeVert coming back should be fine. Besides that, I'm kind of staying away from the Nets, the kind of role players. Just don't seem to be doing enough. And they have a lot of them. Any thoughts on the Nets?
I am very encouraged by LeVert moving into the starting lineup, but he still doesn't look like the same guy that he was earlier in the season before the injury. He still kind of looks like he's got rust, you know, missing some easy shots at the rim that earlier in the season he was making. So I'm still waiting for him to kind of find that stride that he was in, and I think it will happen. So stick with LeVert. Very encouraging that he got moved in the starting lineup, but may still take a short period of time here for him to shake that rust off. I was really hoping that the All-Star break would be kind of what he needs just to get, just get a little extra rest so he can come back. So I'm really hoping he can come back strong here for the final stretch of the season. All right, next one up is the Boston Celtics and the Milwaukee Bucks. Neil, I was most excited for this game tonight, and it did not disappoint. The Bucks getting the victory in a nail biter, 98-97. Gonna check out the Celtics, and gotta start with Kyrie Irving, 22 points, 2 blocks, 2 steals, 5 assists, 1 rebound. 9 of 27 shooting from the field, 4 threes tonight. Al Horford had a beautiful game. 21 points with 17 boards, 5 assists, 2 steals, 3 blocks, 2 threes. Man, he did everything tonight. 8 of 21 from the field, 3 of 4 from the line. Outstanding. Jason Tatum, pretty nice game as well. 17 points, 10 rebounds, 2 steals, a block, and assists. 7 of 13 from the field, 1 3, 2 of 2 from the line. Marcus Morris, 11 points, 2 assists, 6 rebounds, 4 of 12 from the field, 3 of 10 from downtown. Marcus Smart, 5 points, a block, 3 steals, and assists, 5 rebounds, 1 3 on 2 of 8 shooting from the field. Off the bench, they got some nice production from Jaylen Brown, who had 15 points, a steal, a block, 3 assists, 5 boards on 6 of 9 shooting from the field. He also added 3 threes. Not too much else to talk about. Ooh, Gordon Hayward, Neil, I believe he has an ankle injury that he suffered in practice. I'm hearing it's not hit the ankle that he had surgery on, so that's a very good news, but the Celtics are likely going to be very cautious with Gordon Hayward. I wouldn't be surprised if he misses another game or so. Sounds like it's not serious. This could be good news for Jason Tatum, Morris, or Brown. Keep an eye on that situation. Neil, what are your thoughts on the Boston Celtics?
Yeah, that Hayward injury is unfortunate. He hasn't been great all year, but over the last month, he's been climbing a little bit into the inside the top 100. So if you're like me and you drafted him and just kind of stuck him around because you're afraid to let go of him, thinking once you let go of him, he's going to emerge as their leader at some point, I guess it's not going to happen. Anyway, yeah, this team, I didn't see this game. I heard it was obviously a great game and perhaps some tackling at the end by, I don't know, Middleton on Morris or something. But anyway, no changes from this game. I really thought that I didn't think Horford would have such – he's been amazing. You know, he's in the top 10 over the last month in 9-category leagues. He's been on fire. I thought this guy was not washed up, but I thought his – with all the talent on this team, I thought he was someone who's going to take a big backseat to, like, the young stars, like Tatum and Irving and even Hayward potentially this year, Jaylen Brown, other guys. But he is the focal point of this team still. He's still a star and – just another amazing night from him, another amazing season. So just wanted to note that on Al. On the Milwaukee side, Giannis, just did you see some of these dunks that he did? He just
ridiculous. Like, Neil, it looks like he's going to just lay it up because he's like he stopped his dribble so far away from the basket. And then all of a sudden, he stretches his arm like Inspector Gadget, and he's at the rim, and he dunks it, dude. It's crazy. It's unbelievable. The guy's a freak. No wonder they call him Freak.
This reminds me when I like would play indoor, like that little Nerf basketball with my niece and nephew, and I would just like dunk from like – they're like, your arm's that long? It was just like – it's just not fair. Anyway, 30 points tonight. He just dominated the paint. 13 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 blocks and a steal. Middleton had a pretty solid game here. 15 points, 13 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 three-pointers and a steal. Lopez, quiet night in 34 minutes. He continues to chug along with some fantasy value. Brogdon, he's having a fantastic year. 15, 6, and 4 tonight on 6 of 14 shooting, 3 three-pointers and a steal. Eric Bledsoe, very quiet night. Did not see this coming. 32 minutes, just 5 points on 2 of 9 shooting. Not a, kind of a throwaway fantasy night for him. That's it off the bench. We know, the Mirotić sighting. I should mention this. This was the big change. I was curious to see how this is going to play out. He has been obviously spectacular this season when he was healthy with New Orleans. Not so night tonight, just 14 minutes. But this will change. 8 points, 3 rebounds. I really think if there is a Mirotić owner that's frustrated, just get this guy. He's not going to be great, but I think he's going to be around 60-ish the rest of the season. Do you have any thoughts on Mirotić?
Yeah, I like that take, man. I think I could see him being right around there or, like, at worst, maybe in the 75 range, which is definitely worth rostering for sure. I'll take a guy with that kind of value. And, you know, he's still working his way back from that injury. And, you know, we've seen that the Bucks are a team that can sustain many players that have fantasy value. They have a very nice offense, a very high-scoring, friendly, fantasy-friendly offense. So I think Mirotić can have some value for sure. I love that take. And then, man, reality-wise, I love this Bucks team, man. Made some great moves at the deadline, at the trade deadline, and I can't wait to see what this team can do in the playoffs. Neil, the Eastern, this is really weird that I'm kind of looking more forward to the Eastern Conference playoffs than the Western because I love how close it is with the Sixers and the Celtics and the Raptors. And even right now, the Pacers, I think, are like the third seed right now. It's going to be really it's very wide open in the East. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun, man.
I totally agree with you. I mean, the West will obviously have a lot of talent, too. But I think we all know Golden State's going to figure out a way, even if they have an injury or two, they'll find a way to get out of the West. It's just going to be so no matter how exciting those games are, I think we kind of know the outcome. The East, we have no idea. I mean, literally 4 different teams could come out of there. It's going to be fun to watch. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Absolutely. Neil, I think there are 2 more games that are still going.
Yeah, there are. You crack open that beer and you just call it a night.
I feel really crappy leaving you so early, especially after we had that long break and not finishing this show with you. But I'm going to have to get out of here, man. I'm sorry. But the good news or bad news, depending on how you look at it, this is our last show of the week, man. I feel like this is a tease, like we're back and then we're gone again.
I know. It's a Thursday. It's very weird, but we'll be back again on Sunday. Oh, you'll be back again Sunday night, I should say. I'll be back again for these last two games. All right. You want to sign off and then I will continue?
I'm getting out of here, you guys. Thank you so much for coming back. And we're excited. Neil, I'm really excited for this final stretch. Let's go huge, man. Let's go big. You guys, thank you so much for listening, supporting the show. Hit us up on Twitter. He's at Ball with Neil. I'm at Adrian Benjamins. We'll be back Sunday night, but Neil will be back for the final two games. Neil, these final two games look really good too, man. So some good stuff coming your way. Thanks a lot.
All right, on to the last two games of the night, Lakers, Houston, and then Golden State, Sacramento versus Lakers. Hold off here, 111 to 106. LeBron James is back with a vengeance. Monster night from him, 29 points, 11 rebounds, 6 assists, 1 block, 1 steal. We'll see if these Lakers are going to make a playoff run. And what will happen then? I think that the West is wide open except for Golden State. So I think anyone can advance to the next round. Aside from Golden State, who will advance to the finals. So we'll see how it goes. Right now, McGee, I own him in one league. Barely startable right now. 11 points, shot 50% from the floor, just 6 rebounds. The 2 blocks kind of saved him, and the 3-of-3 from the free throw line. This 19 minutes really hurts. I think he needs something more like 22 to 24 to be relevant. In a 12-team league, we'll see if this is going to be the new norm or if he's going to get those minutes that I kind of expect with Zubac gone. Reggie Bullock, starting role, 29 minutes. Not that great. 14 points, 5 rebounds, an assist, a steal. Nothing worth rushing out to get. Kuzma continues to be a strong player. Ingram had a good, nice night too. 27 points, 13 rebounds. It's his percentages that kill him. Otherwise, obviously, he's a very good points league player. On the year, let's see. Ingram's down to 250th. Because of those percentages. Let's see. Where does he really kill you? Over the last month, Ingram has been 183. The free throw percentage is down to 660, 66% on 5.2 shots. So killing you there. He has been shooting well from the field, though, over the last month. So he's been solid there. And then better this season than past seasons. I think KCP, just 21 minutes can be dropped if you try to stream him. Looks like Bullock is your guy going forward. No other center is going to have any value. Josh Hart, just 18 minutes off the bench. It's really the LeBron show here, and really no one else stands out at the moment. Rondo, just 19 minutes as well, even with the injured Lonzo Ball. On the Houston side, P.J. Tucker continues to play lots of minutes but puts up no real fantasy value. He's 110 over the last month in 8-category leagues and 117 on the season. Not bad, but not nights like tonight would test my patience. 3 points and 3 rebounds. Capella back, looks just fine. Played 33 minutes, 12 points, 11 rebounds, and a block. Chris Paul, strong game, 23 points, 10 rebounds, 9 assists, a block, a steal. James Harden continues his 30-point streak, 30 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals. But the Lakers got the win, and the Wild West is wide open. Not much else there. Let's go on to the last game of the night, Golden State against Sacramento. Sacramento hung very tough, led at the half. Golden State, you just kind of knew they would find a way to win. They do so tonight, 125 to 123 at home. On the Sacramento side, Harrison Barnes now starting there at the power forward. Not much of a night here. Just he's not much of a fantasy asset. 135 on the season, an 8-category leagues per game basis. 13 points tonight, 7 rebounds, 5 of 12 shooting. Very pedestrian. 1 assist, no steals, no blocks, a single 3-pointer. Bogdanović in the starting lineup in front of Bielitsa. Nice to see this move. If you are a Bogdanović fan or owner, I'm on the fan side right now. 14 points, 3 rebounds, 6 assists. Coming into tonight's game, also had a 3-pointer, 2 steals. He was 103 on the season. I thought he would end up more around 70-ish this season. Clearly he won't get there, but I think he might get another round or two higher than the 103 if he continues to play 30-plus minutes a night. Cauley Stein has been disappointing this year. 10.6 rebounds, 1 assist. Did have 3 steals. De'Aaron Fox, not a disappointment. Their number one fantasy option, perhaps their best player on their team. 18 points, 3 rebounds, 7 assists, 6 of 14 shooting, 2 three-pointers, 3 steals, and a block. Buddy Hield, I think, certainly one of the best shooting guards out there in terms of pure shooting. 19 points a night, 2 three-pointers. Struggled, though, just 2 of 8 from the 3-point land. Had a block, 8 rebounds, and 2 assists. Really the big news, or what we've sort of expected, is Bagley getting these high minutes tonight. 34 minutes, 28 points, 12 rebounds, 8 of 19 shooting, plus 11 of 14 from the line, a 3-pointer and 1 steal. No one else to talk about here. Harry Giles gets 16 minutes, Farrell 16, Brewer 13. They come up close but fall short. Bogdanović, don't get overly excited, but I think he will get a little bit better with the starting role. Barnes, I don't think he's worth owning, except for maybe a points league. And no one else, I think, really changes value. Oh, I should say, never mind. Bagley, we know, is going to get better when he gets more minutes. 34 minutes might be a little high, though, on a nightly basis. I would say more like 30. You might be able to count on, or high 20s to 30 to be safe. He's 102 over the last month in 8-category leagues. I think he can, with a line of 28 points, 12 rebounds tonight, that could go up. And that 102 ranking is on 27 minutes. So I think he's going to get an uptick in a couple minutes, and maybe like Bogdanović, could go up to the 90s, maybe the 80s for the full season, and then maybe the 60s over the last half of the season, or I should say the last third of the season now. Golden State side, their stars continue to shine. Steph Curry, after finishing the runner-up in the three-point contest, gets the real showdown here tonight. 10 three-pointers on 16 attempts. That is just amazing. 2 steals to go along with that. Overall shot 12 of 23, 36 points, 6 rebounds, 7 assists. Just such an amazing player. DeMarcus Cousins, talked about him being maybe around 50th rest of the season. Tonight, 17 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists. That's kind of like what I kind of expect in 27 minutes. I see he's on a no-minutes limit, according to the site I'm referencing. Did play 27 minutes. I think that's kind of where he's going to be, though, for the remainder of the season. Kevin Durant, 37 minutes. He has a monster game as well with his defensive stats. Overall, he had 28 points tonight, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, 7 blocks, and a steal, just doing everything. Klay Thompson, 36 minutes, Draymond Green, 33, Steph Curry, 36, Cousins, 26. Just noting that, because Cousins, even when their team is playing their full complement of minutes, Cousins does not get nowhere near the mid-30 mark. So did have 5 personal fouls, I should note. But this is not the first time he has sat or has played fewer minutes than the other starters. And he's also very aggressive and has gotten a lot of fouls recently. So perhaps he gets to play 36 minutes if he's not in foul trouble. I still don't see it getting that high, though. And conservatively, fifth round value, or 50-ish, I should say, is what I have him pegged at rest of the season. Draymond Green, 12 points, 6 rebounds, 8 assists. averaging 7.6 rebounds on the season, 6 tonight. We've seen him dip a little bit, 39 overall or per game basis, 8 category leagues. I think that's kind of where he's going to hold. Thompson, Durant, Curry, I don't think we'll lose much value. Maybe Thompson's points come down a little bit since he might be the fourth option now when all four player, all five starters are out there. But I think, like I said, we'll get a lot more open looks, so maybe his efficiency will come up. All right, that is going to do it for the box score breakdown. Thanks again for listening. We are sponsored by Hawaiian Isles Kona Coffee. You can find their products at HawaiianIsles.com or on Amazon.com. We are going to take a break again for the weekend, but we'll be back on Sunday night. So we will talk to you then.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.